Hey, it's your girl Lisa Dene, and you are now tuned into The World According to Lisa Dene. Friends, how many of us have them? Yes, we're talking about friends today. So we have watered down the word friend so much in our society that most people don't even really know what it is to have a true friend, or mainly even to be a true friend. See, I'm not sure, is this because of our decline in meaningful communication with each other? Is it because we rely more on texting than actually talking? Or is it because we refer to friends on social media and it could be someone we never met, have no intention of meeting? Have we really changed how we look at the word friend? What do you think? How is it that you, when you think of the word friend, what do you think? Do you think of somebody that's just an associate, an acquaintance, or someone that you can count on, depend on, a lifelong connection? Well, whatever the reason is for this change in friendships, there are people all over the world, men, women, boys, and girls who want friends, who need friends, but for some reason find it difficult to make friends or to even maintain friendships. Lots of people think they have friends until they really need a friend for something. Or even worse, when you're successful at something, that's when you really see who your true friends are. See, oftentimes when you achieve a goal, your frenemies will not cheer for you, not be happy for you, and even hate on you because of your achievements. Yes, I said frenemies. This is a term that, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with, has come about because so many people have friends that behave like enemies. So we've come up with a new term, frenemies, when there really shouldn't be a new term. There's either friends or enemies. This is where the confusion comes in. Not to mention the new friends that start appearing out of thin air when you're successful or that when you reach a goal. That makes it even more difficult to know, are they my friend because I became successful, because I reached this goal that seemed unattainable to some people? What is this? And are they truly my friend? So how do we change this? We've seen countless numbers of celebrities, politicians, people in high places fall because of people who they thought were their friends. So changing this is going to be something that probably will not happen overnight. But I have a few pointers that I think will help people in changing this back to the old way of friendship. One, in order to keep a friend or be a friend, you have to first be friendly. You have to be friendly, you know, and I think that's something that the lost art of friendliness. Some people don't even know how to be friendly. We are so busy in our day-to-day lives. We don't check on each other. We don't call each other. We don't talk face to face. These are activities and behaviors that we need to reinstitute into our daily lives in order to maintain meaningful, real relationships. So if there's someone in your life that doesn't show you love, kindness, and support, that person is most likely not your friend. They could be hanging around you for all type of other ulterior motives. So I would encourage you to examine your circle. You know when a person is shady or not, and it's not okay to have those type of people around. And it is okay to reevaluate the terms of your associations. So friends, how many of us truly have them? Probably not many, but you can change that today. Be a friend, make a friend, and by all means, let go of frenemies. You'll thank me later. Follow me at LisaDeneLive.com, LisaDeneLive on Facebook, or check out my website at LisaDeneLive.com. You can also check me out Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 GMT Radio. I'll chat with you later.